This ends tonight. We've worked too damn hard to get where we are, and I will not allow this happen to us. Do you understand
me? Yeah, tell your boy not to punk me out. You know I ain't gotta be a bitch for nobody. I don't give a damn who they are.
Well, it wouldn't have had to if he wouldn't have had your shoulders pinned to the mat for the 1-2-3 count.
Enough! I'm not gonna allow us to be like the new dynasty of wrestling. They lasted all of, what, 2 months? And now Morrison tries to carry the name by himself? I will not allow it to happen to us. At all. Rick, I take full blame for the loss last week. We win as a team, we lose as a team. It's as simple as that. There isn't one of us that's any better than any of the other in this group. Now, do I make myself clear? When Malik and I came out for your match, we wanted to help, but things got out of hand. But we did manage to beat down Natus, and it's going to be something he won't be forgetting anytime soon. Now tonight, we all have a lot of work ahead of us. Rick, you've got a number one contenders match against La Sombra, as you get a chance to meet the heavyweight champion at Behind Blue Eyes. Malik, you got your wish as you take on Lambert for the WWA television title. And I've got a match with the purple-haired cockmuncher for the heavyweight title in the main event.
Yeah, I'm feeling that, baby.
I'm ready to bring a little gold to the group and show what I can do in a one-on-one match. You know, I like being on TV all the time. Anyway, as a TV champ, I get to kick ass every show.
It's time to remind La Sombra just why I am called the Messiah. Why I alone am the standard bearer by which all others are judged.
That's a hell of a lot better of an attitude. Remember, we are a team. No, I take that back. We're a family, and we have each other's backs, no matter what. Now, can you two live with that?
Matt, you're 100% correct. We should watch each other's back. Malik, I shouldn't have jumped on your case like that. I'm Rick Righteous. I disbelieve in no mercy and taking no prisoners, man. Trust me, when Righteous has your back, he has your back. You mess with one of us, you just signed your career death warrant because you're messing with all of us.
No problem. It's in the past. And tonight is a new night with brand new opportunities. I didn't take that to heart anyway. I know you were just blowing off some steam.
Good. I'm glad that both of you see eye to eye now. Now get ready. We've got our first job to do tonight.
Our work is done. For now. Wrestling.
Located in the land where they do things big, Houston, Texas, and I'm the Promo Machine. And would you look at this capacity crowd? My God, it's simply amazing. We are only one short month away from our iPay-per-view entitled Behind Blue Eyes. And I think the most intriguing match of tonight has to be the tap or lose chant between the WWA Heavyweight Champion, The Spectre, and hometown favorite, The Crippler, Matt McClain. But folks, I have to say that before we got on the air, the MSS, the Mid-South Syndicate, Matt McClain, and Malik Johnson, along with Rick Righteous, have gotten their collective heads together, and apparently, from what we've just seen, are hatching a secret plan of sorts. Now, it's no secret that Matt McClain would love to injure Spectre before their match, giving him the advantage, but if history proves anything, it's that catching Spectre in the back, unaware, watching the paint dry, has been proven to be more than a difficult task. Other matches on the card tonight include World Heavyweight Champion Lee Riel putting the title on the line against Michael Morrison, and fans, this type of match has to have Lee Real extremely worried, especially right before the iPay-per-view. Let's face it, Michael Morrison has been hell-bent on becoming the World Heavyweight Champion, and tonight, I can guarantee that Mike Morrison isn't gonna let this opportunity slip through his fingers. Three down from the top, we have Rick Righteous and La Sombra fighting for a chance to wrestle the current WWA Heavyweight Champion next month on that iPay-per-view show. Sombra has been rumored to be injured, but word in the back says that he is in the arena, and he does promise not to let the fans down. WWA World TV title on the line also when champion Org Lambert takes on one half of the MSS Malik Johnson. And folks, Malik Johnson is a crafty veteran who can defeat Org Lambert on any given Sunday. But today, tonight, here in Houston, Texas, I have to give the edge to Org Lambert. Triple Extreme champion Sam Goddamn Natas will be teaming up with his valet, Miss Suck, and they will take on the former BACW World Tag Team Champions, Kodiak, and his inanimate object, Lob. And in our opening bout of the evening, Arthur Dexter Bradley, ADB, the man who is tearing up WWA superstars left and right, is set to face the drunken bastard, Billy Ray. And get this, if Arthur Dexter Bradley wins, he will be drug tested and the results will be read at the iPay-per-view next month. But even with all these fantastic matches waiting in the wings, Mr. Matee has promised that his presence will be made inside this ring so that he can give to the fans of WWA a major announcement. When that announcement will be made, I don't... Well, it appears that announcement's gonna be now. Parting the curtains and listen to this crowd roar, it's the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Matee. Coming down the aisle with a velvet bag in his hands, the owner of this company looks pretty ticked off, and, you know, perhaps it's because somebody called him from the great beyond saying they were, I don't know, Derek Parks. Who knows? But now inside the ring, the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Matee, has taken the microphone, so I'm going to sit back and let's hear what he's got to say. Take it away, boss!
WWA CEO.
What is he talking about? Retiring? Are you kidding me? Folks, there are people on this roster that won't wrestle for anybody but Mr. Batiste. I mean, the guy's like the Joe Torre of professional wrestling. Who's going to control all these overpaid egos? Look at this. I think Mr. Batiste is getting choked up. You know, I don't believe it. Mr. Batiste has retired as our WWA leader right here in front of my own eyes, and I'm still shocked. I know a few weeks ago, I heard the rumors in the back saying that Batiste had had enough of the backstage feuding and the bickering, but for the last 7 years, he's talked about retirement, but he never really did it. I don't know what to say.
I'm closing WWA so that I can pursue eWrestling.org away from the egos and fiery tongues that have tested my patience 1,000 times over since we've opened our doors in February of 1999. I do not apologize for anything I've done or said. I do not apologize for any of the bridges I've burned. And to be honest, people, BACW wasn't supposed to be successful. It was created because I needed to see if I had what it took to become someone and something in this business and dominate professional wrestling like no other has. My name has become a legacy. Our federation was remembered and is still remembered to this day as professional wrestling's official stomp hall. I have had the pleasure of grooming some of the best in the industry. And I also had the displeasure of dealing with some of the most difficult. To the guys in the back, I say this. I just hope that the next sorry sack-sucking shithead that rolls through this door to take my place is as brave as I.
Well, I guess this is goodbye, and although I never pictured an ending like this, I don't think that there's anything I personally can do about it. Come on, Batiste! This isn't April 1st. Are you serious?
Sit down, promo. I ain't done yet. I ain't going out like that. See, folks, I'm tired of fighting the dang system. I'm tired of fighting the dang egos. I'm tired of giving people a right to tarnish and abuse my name, and I'm sick to death of being let down. When I started out in this business, it was my goal to be an outlaw with a band of jackals behind me and hypocrites at my side, blazing a path of destruction wherever we went. And when BACW was open, that's exactly what we were. A rebel wrestling organization that didn't care who we stepped on, what we said, what we did, or what bodies we left lying in our wake. And like my first girlfriend and that first kiss, I will never, ever forget or abandon BACW deep down in my heart. I have tried to erase its pain. I have tried to erase its legacy. But like I said before, I failed. I'm not a man who likes to fail. I'm not a man who likes to admit defeat. This means, people, that although I'm retiring from WWA and resigning as the CEO and closing its doors, I am reopening Bad Ass Championship Wrestling. And I'm getting in the saddle again as one of the nastiest SOBs in the business. And I'm giving you people back what you've been begging for over 5 years. I'm giving it back to you. BACW once again is open.
Oh my God. Mr. Batiste has reopened Bad Ass Championship Wrestling and is going back to his roots as owner of professional wrestling's official stomp hall. Fans, if you didn't know what BACW was like, you're in for a rude awakening. Bad Ass Championship Wrestling was one of the nastiest promotions under the NEWA umbrella that has ever existed since the opening of the NEWA. Its reputation for being a rebel wrestling organization across the globe goes all the way back to February of 1999, even before I was here. And to think of the violence that surrounds that product coming back to television, my God, I guess the only thing I could say is let the bodies hit the floor.
People, the reason I'm doing this was because a few months ago I was asked by somebody to bring back BACW, and I said to that longtime friend, I have to be honest with you, I don't know if I can do it. In my position, I need to be politically correct. In my position, I can't afford to burn the bridges anymore. People, I have been inches away from being banned as a promoter worldwide because of what I've done in BACW. I have lost countless of friends
closed. The doors of professional wrestling's official stomp hall. BACW has seen men fall off scaffolds to be crippled for life. BACW has seen men die in the ring for its cause. BACW has dabbled in barbed wire to the point of your stomach turning from the sheer brutality of what's going on inside the ring. Ask Sam Nettis. BACW has taken his name to uncharted heights and made a superstar out of an unknown who was willing to put his body on the line for something he believed in. BACW is a bastardization of everything and everyone this business wants to run away from. I created WWA and in the process let people like Sam goddamn Nettis down because I had to kill something I love, something you people love, something the wrestlers love. Well now, it's time to kill WWA, and it's time for BACW to once again live! And bringing back BACW means that I'm a dead man walking in this business, and so be it. Now this brings me to this velvet bag in my hand. Since WWA is no more, there's no need for its title. That is why WWA's heavyweight, TV, and Triple Extreme champions are hereby stripped of their belts. And it is with a heavy heart that I remove titles from deserving men like Aug Lambert and Sam Goddamn Nettis. But I feel it is a necessary evil in order to begin the cleansing. Hold on, people, there's more. Like the new sheriff in town, I'm coming in guns a-blazes. And if Aug Lambert or Sam Nettis have to fall in the wake of my righteous ways, then so be it. No one has done for me what Sam Nettis has done for me since February of 1999. No other wrestler epitomizes BACW when it stands. No other wrestler epitomizes BACW when it comes to Sam goddamn Nettis. So I say to Sam Nettis and Aug Lambert, do not let up on me, fellas. You are the very reason why I'm standing here right now talking about bringing back BACW. Now before I go, I'll say this for all y'all bloodthirsty fans out there sitting at home and right here in front of me in your seats when BACW is brought back to television at Behind Blue Eyes. I have only one request and one request only, and I think you all know what it is, and that you enjoy the brutality.
Holy macaroni, as a fiery Mr. Petit exits the ring and chants of badass wrestling continue to overshadow the eWrestling.org owner's music. I don't know what else to say. What is this? Oh, thank you. Fans, I've just been given a paper that says our WWA Championship match has been changed to a BACW Championship bout. Oh, this can't be right. Petit, no. The Triple Extreme Championship has now been merged with the TV title, and at Behind Blue Eyes, the winner of that match will be our new Four Corners Regional Champion, and oh, not Lee Real. And as of right now, Lee Real's eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship will no longer be recognized by BACW. And from what it says here, not even Mr. Petit has the authority to strip Lee Real of that belt. Thus, Lee Real, I guess for all intents and purposes, has become the unrecognized World Heavyweight Champion by BACW. I'm also being told as a myriad of information continues to flow through my headset, and I'm being handed pieces of paper left and right that the wrestlers are confused, the sponsors are fuming, and just like that, WWA has been turned upside down courtesy of our eWrestling.org owner, and I don't know what else to say other than, wow, what a wild start to this show. And if this is any indication about what Petit has planned for tonight, these ideas are either going to float like the Queen Mary or sink to the deepest depths of the ocean like the Titanic. I'm overwhelmed. And as we break for a special video from the Spectre, I'm completely speechless. Oh my God. What's next? Me being fired? We'll see you in a few.